The law that gives Vermont's tree wardens authority to trim or remove trees in the public way is more than 100 years old, and the legislature this year made its first substantial changes to the statute since it was passed more than a century ago. The upgrade comes as tree wardens are being asked to manage invasive species like the emerald ash borer, and as they tackle issues like global warming and flood resiliency, all through the health of our trees. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
When the town of Brattleboro was building its new parking garage, the construction team wanted to take down a 60-year-old bitternut hickory tree. The tree wasn't in the way of the new garage, but it would have been easier to move the heavy machinery around if it was gone. So the job foreman asked Dan Adams, Brattleboro's tree warden, what he thought.
I thought was no way, you're not touching that tree.
Adams told them that if the tree was removed or even damaged, the company would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars. And so the bitternut hickory is still there, wedged between the garage and a nearby pub, providing shade and beauty in the middle of Brattleboro's urban landscape. Adams has been Brattleboro's tree warden for about 25 years, and the way he sees it, it's his job to make sure people and trees can coexist.
Someone has to represent the trees because they can't represent themselves, and that's the town tree warden. You know, the priority is people, to keep them safe from the trees. But the next priority is trees, to keep them safe from the people.
Vermont's tree warden statute goes back to 1904. Tree wardens are appointed by the municipal government, and they're authorized to make decisions about public or private trees that grow or hang over public spaces. And for a very long time, the tree warden's job was viewed in the same light as other quaint and outdated municipal positions like the weigher of coal or the fence viewer. But Vermont Forest, Parks, and Recreation Commissioner Michael Snyder says there's a growing recognition that trees, especially in our towns and cities, need all the help they can get.
The world has changed. The role of green infrastructure, that the green stuff in our built space is really important, and ever more so with climate change, with resilience needs, and with these emerging, you know, invasive pests, pathogens, plants.
Snyder says there's a need to better coordinate a plan for combating invasive insects, like the emerald ash borer, which burrows into trees below the bark and kills the trees. Under the new legislation, towns will be asked to register the names of their tree wardens with the state, which Snyder says will make it easier to get technical assistance out to them and better organize a statewide response to invasive species. And it's now legal to hire a tree warden who lives outside of town, which was prohibited in the 1904 law, and which Snyder says will hopefully lead to more positions being filled. Only about half of the towns and cities in Vermont currently have a tree warden. There have been disputes about the original law, including a high-profile lawsuit in Addison County where a farmer removed trees, which the local warden said was illegal. Snyder says the main reason for revisiting the law was to try to resolve inconsistencies.
The new law provides clarity, which really is important, especially when heretofore there's been no clarity and there's been conflict. And that created stalemate, or worse, litigation. And I just think it gets rid of all this difficulty and allows us to embrace the power and benefit of green spaces in our built environment.
Most importantly, the new law asks towns to come up with a shade tree preservation plan to clarify which trees come under the jurisdiction of the tree warden. The plan is a public document that has to be discussed at least one meeting and then approved by the select board. And that, according to Kalish tree warden Neil Maker, will make his job much easier.
The old law, it said that the tree warden was in charge of shade trees in town, but it never defined what shade trees are. And it made it very hard for the road crew to do their job because, you know, need approval for every tree that they need to interact with. So I'm really happy that there's a new tree warden statute. I think it's great.
Maker says Kalish wants to be one of the first towns to write a shade tree plan, and he's setting the stage for his town to begin moving on the process. In Moncton, tree warden Mark Bolts Robinson says his town has also been watching the legislature and is ready to put together its own shade tree plan. Bolts Robinson sees an economic benefit from protecting Moncton's trees and making sure the town's shady dirt roads remain a place where people want to live.
makes life easier, reduces conflict, shows that the community is invested in managing and maintaining, you know, the different trees and the look and feel of Moncton, if you will, as a community that has an attraction for folks wanting to stay, folks wanting to move in, responsible development. You know, I can see a variety of benefits.
The Department of Forest, Parks, and Recreation is developing a pilot shade tree plan and will work with 10 communities in the state that want to begin creating plans. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.